This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Many people in Detroit cannot, or sometimes in the case of landlords, do not pay property taxes. Every year, the Wayne County Treasurer's Office seizes owner-occupied homes and puts them up for auction. Even with recent efforts to get homeowners on installment plans, lowering interest rates, and letting more low-income people know they might be eligible for property tax waivers, it's not been enough to keep many people in their homes. There's a high rate of poverty in Detroit. A recent article in the Free Press noted that a professor of law at Wayne State University has some ideas. John Moak has been researching Detroit for decades, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Lester, thank you very much.
You argue for abolishing the residential real property tax on owner-occupied homes. We'll get to how that might happen and how to replace that lost revenue, but let's start with why. Why abolish property taxes on owner-occupied homes?
Well, there are a couple of good reasons, but the most important is that the population of the city is largely poor. 40% of the city's in poverty, and a large percentage is just above the poverty level. The median family income is half the national median family income, roughly in the range of $25,000 a year for a family of four. And these families have difficulty making ends meet, feeding themselves, providing for some health care, covering their taxes and other repair problems with their homes. They can't afford on a regular annual basis to pay the property tax. And that results in a large number of foreclosures, thousands and thousands every year, and homeowners being thrown out. Some of them stay on after the eviction and basically are squatters in their own homes. And it's a very, very serious public issue, public welfare issue. And in my view, given the distressed conditions of the city and in its neighborhoods, the most important thing to do is, and the best thing to do to eliminate tax foreclosure on owner-occupied homes is to eliminate the tax. No tax, no foreclosure. People can stay there and do as they are able to do in maintaining their property and not becoming homeless. Now, there are other advantages also to eliminating the...
Let me stop you, because I want to ask you a couple of questions about the impact of that. If property taxes on owner-occupied homes were eliminated, how would that hit the city of Detroit's budget?
Well, the city of Detroit, unlike most local governments that historically have relied heavily upon the local property tax to support their cost, their delivery of municipal services, the way it's worked out over time in the city of Detroit is that the local property tax is a very small percentage of total city revenue. So revenue from the income tax, revenue from the casino tax, revenue received from state revenue sharing and other sources represent almost 90% of the revenue that the city receives to support their needs and to deliver city services. And that's very much different than other local governments nationwide and within the state that rely heavily upon the local property tax. But nonetheless, it does represent a smaller percentage of the revenue, and there would need to be a way in which to find a replacement because the city is financially strapped. So
right.
even the loss of 10% or so.
You mentioned four different ways here. Some of them would require some changes in state law, but let's go through a few of them. You say, okay, owner-occupied homes, don't tax. Landlords, do tax. You say small tax on exempt properties such as nonprofits, such as hospitals and churches, that one probably is going to raise some eyebrows.
Well, let me say that in terms of the total property tax itself, it represents maybe 10 to 15% currently of the total city revenue. Owner-occupied residential property is only a small percentage of that percentage. So a large percentage is paid by industry, by commerce, by landlords, and by other taxable properties. So what we're talking about in terms of eliminating the revenue stream from owner-occupied property taxes is a small percentage of a small percentage. Now, in terms of finding a replacement, there are I'm not suggesting that investor-owned properties be excluded, and there are some other avenues. I mean, local governments, if the legislature allows it to occur, have been allowed to impose other taxes and fees than the city now imposes. One is a sales tax. Now, that would require a constitutional amendment because sales taxes are limited in the Constitution. But law reform, you know, could include a constitutional amendment as well as state state law reform. You know, in order to accomplish this objective, there'll have to be some serious thinking about the various approaches that need to be implemented, but all things are possible.
You note that in the mid-70s, the Detroit Downtown Development Authority and the Tax Increment Financing Authority have seen all of the increases in property taxes stay in downtown. A lot of powerful interest there. How do you get them to consider letting go some of that tax money so the neighborhoods can do better?
Downtown has a Tax Increment Financing Authority, and since the mid-1970s, all the increase in value in terms of rehabilitation of buildings, new buildings, increase in land values, which have been skyrocketing recently, all the increase in property tax revenue from those increases have been diverted to the Tax Increment Financing Authority fund and kept downtown and reinvested in downtown. And, of course, the developers and the leadership downtown is not going to be particularly enthusiastic about sharing some of that revenue now or eliminating the Tax Increment Financing Authority altogether, which was done by Governor Brown in California a few years ago. But it will require leadership by the mayor if that's to occur. But the reason for the Tax Income and Financing Authority and diverting increased revenues downtown was to prime the pump, to allow the downtown decline to diminish, the downtown area to stabilize and be prepared for new development. That's now occurred. And the rationale for the Tax Increment Financing Authority that existed in 1975 no longer exists. Now, I understand developers aren't going to want to give up the golden goose, but there is no longer the same rationale for keeping increased downtown property revenues downtown.
Every time I read a story about foreclosures in a newspaper, inevitably there are lots of comments that go something like this. You know how I prevent foreclosure in my house? I pay my taxes. There's not a great deal of empathy among people in the suburbs or in outstate Michigan. So how likely is it that the Michigan legislature would change the law to allow Detroit to abolish real estate taxes on owner-occupied homes and the other changes you suggest?
Well, you know, it requires some convincing of the people in the suburbs and outstate that this is needed to preserve the quality of life or to improve the quality of life throughout Detroit's 140 square miles. But if legislation were crafted for distressed cities or in particular Detroit, that didn't affect other communities around the state, and that's not unusual. There are a number of laws that apply only to Detroit or only to particular types of cities, and you allow the city to opt into the legislation if the city council wants to do it. There's no real detriment to any of the other cities around the state. You know, there's another side to abolishing the real property tax on owner-occupied homes, and that is that there are many, many vacant homes standing in the city, okay? So what you want is people to come in to take those homes over and rehab them and help save the neighborhoods. If they do that and they don't have to pay a local property tax, that's a strong incentive to doing it. In addition, you have a lot of occupied homes around the city, and you want to encourage people to stay. You don't want to have any loss of more loss of the middle class or population in the city. If you abolish the real property tax, it's an incentive for people to stay. So there's three strings to the bow. One is to prevent people from being evicted. Another is to encourage people to come in and essentially take over vacant homes and rehab them. And the third is to convince people who are living in occupied homes who can pay their tax not to move to the suburbs, but to stay.
John Moak is a law professor at Wayne State University and an urban affairs expert. He's arguing for abolishing residential real estate property taxes on owner-occupied homes in order to slow down this foreclosure crisis. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.